And it is time now for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Strategic Communications Department for the Town of Chapel Hill. Townofchapelhill.org, of course, is their website. Former library director as well, an expert on all things literature. Good morning. How are you?
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's very cold outside.
And I'll just say, it's not a competition.
But
I get that all of these other school districts have gone on a delayed schedule.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not only did Chapel Hill Carberry Schools not do that, but I can tell you, my kid, a couple neighborhood kids who were part of the school morning gathering, and several kids I saw as I drove down Weaver Dairy, they're wearing shorts today.
Of course they are.
We have some hardy children Carver Schools. I gave up on that struggle years. I mean, like almost a decade ago now, right? My battles wisely.
I feel like as long as the top half of you is covered,
right,
like you can wear shorts and it doesn't feel
that bad.
They have a
hoodie and some shorts.
You know.
They're mostly wearing socks and shoes. There might have been a pair of Crocs.
This is great.
It's cold outside.
This is all good. Yeah.
But it's toasty here in the studio.
Very toasty here in the studio. Yeah. We were having heat issues yesterday, but it has been fixed.
Indeed. I was actually in here yesterday when it was chilly.
It was a little bit chilly. Yeah. Today the heat's back on and we are enjoying the nice warm studio with all of the like cold outside. I remember I'm on Facebook a lot, and insofar as I'm on Facebook, the people who are on Facebook now tend to be like of the older generation.
Of a certain age.
Of a certain age, yeah, because the younger folks are on like TikTok and Instagram and like whoever's on Twitter. I don't even know anymore. But the older folks are on
X, Aaron.
It's Twitter.
Gosh.
The older folks are on Facebook, so whenever I'm on Facebook, I see a lot of rah-rah back in my day. These kids today have it so easy, and they don't respect their elders and blah-blah-blah, which just slap me in the face if I ever start doing that for realsies, because that's never a good idea. However,
You're hanging out on Facebook, so you've taken an important first step
already
in that journey.
Moving in that direction, yeah. I will say, and this is the one back in my day thing, and this is not even just a back in my day thing, but up in my day thing, because I grew up in Michigan.
Sure. Okay.
And I remember growing up in Michigan whenever when I was in elementary school, whenever the wind chill was below zero, we had recess indoors.
Wow.
That was the official policy.
That's hardcore.
That was super
hardcore. That's how you raise some hardy children.
Yeah. Two-degree wind chill outside playing on the swing sets. Yeah.
Yeah. Love
Negative one inside watching cartoons.
Right.
Yep.
Right,
in
right,
the library. It was fun. Cool.
The media center.
But it was the library back then.
Probably the AV club would like roll the cart in.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the TV
big time. Yeah.
It.
Yeah. The one TV, which we didn't even have to roll in, it was just in the library. It had to be rolled out if a classroom wanted it.
I
yeah.
I love it.
100%. So, how are you? What's going on?
Good. I was telling you, got a busy day. I start my day here, got a day full of meetings, council work session, and then. If it's not over by 8, they'll see me walking out because I got tickets to the Heels game.
Are you going to walk out like real conspicuously, like throwing a pile of papers up in the air and be like,
I think I'll do the fake phone call thing like, oh, I got to take this call.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Step out. Never come back.
Exactly. But
it must have been a real serious phone call. She's been out there for like an hour.
Exactly. I'm excited about the Heels. My kid and I are, we've always been fans, but he's like of the age where he's really into it.
Nice.
We went to the show at Top of the Hill Monday night with Marcus Page, which was super fun.
Nice.
We had not been to that before, so that was a good time.
Did you know it was going to be Marcus when you went?
Somebody tipped us off.
Okay.
I think I actually saw it on WCHL's Twitter or X.
Yeah, probably.
Y'all X'd it, so I saw it.
We X'd it out, yeah.
Long day, and I'm going to have no time for reading, but I'm here to talk about books, Aaron.
Done. All
Look
right.
Look at that segue.
Nice. All right, so we're talking books, and we are going to talk about, we've agreed to talk about This Day in History, right?
We have.
All right.
A lot of things happen on this day.
A lot of things happen. I hope that you don't scoop my impossible quiz trivia question, which is also based on this day in history. If you do, I'm going to have to come up with something else.
Is it about someone who was born or died on this day?
It is. Oh. Actually, well, no, it's okay. It's okay. Even if you get this person, the question isn't about the person. The question is kind of tangential to the person. So we'll see.
Okay, so the first thing I saw, and like I always go to the births
right.
and deaths,
the
births and the deaths. So Muhammad Ali was born on this day.
Nice.
Did you see that?
Yes.
I was
yeah.
pretty excited about that. 1942. And
I'm very excited about this too because he is not what the trivia question
okay,
is about.
Good.
So this is good. Yeah.
So the book that I want to recommend is a book for kids. It's called Becoming Muhammad Ali, and it's by Kwame Alexander, who we've talked about many,
yeah.
many times,
yep, yep.
but he co-wrote it with James Patterson, who I don't think we've ever talked about on this show because
interesting.
He sells gazillions upon gazillions of books,
yeah.
and we don't need to talk about him.
I
except
would have thought like the Venn diagram of what Kwame Alexander writes about and who Kwame Alexander writes
right?
for and with James Patterson, like there wouldn't be any overlap, but this is cool.
And I need to do some digging on this because James Patterson now co-writes lots of books.
Okay.
So I, too, was skeptical, but I love Kwame Alexander, so
sure
I put
good,
my
yeah.
trust in him. And this was a great book. I got this from my kid a couple years ago when he was really starting to get into all the sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a biography of young Muhammad Ali. It's not a picture book, but it does have some great illustrations in it. And this is about him as a kid. So what I love about it is it does that thing that great kids' books does biographies do, is it takes this person who's legendary, who's a superstar, who achieved so much, and as a kid, they were just like everybody else.
Yeah.
They had struggles, they were awkward, they had to deal with school and family. So that's what I appreciated about this book, and also it gives you that glimpse into what they would become, right? Like them as an individual person. So Becoming Muhammad Ali, Kwame Alexander, and James Patterson is my first
Love
recommendation.
It. I'm going to go a little bit tangential with the This Day in History, because on This Day in History, 1966, Simon and Garfunkel released their album Sounds of Silence, which the title track, of course, is The Sound of Silence. And that features really prominently in the movie The Graduate, which came
yes.
out the very next year. 1967 is a huge year for movies because you have The Graduate, you have Bonnie and Clyde. Like In the Heat of the Night came out that year, if I remember right. Like a whole bunch of just like really transformative movies. And like The Graduate and Bonnie and Clyde in particular, they just kind of set the stage for the next basically 30 years of movie making, especially in America. So 1967 and those two movies in particular, like really a turning point in movie history. And there's a really classic book of film history, which was written about that year. It's called Pictures at a Revolution, Five Movies and the Birth of the New Hollywood by Mark
I love that
Harris.
Title.
It's a great, great title. And the author is Mark Harris, and it takes a look at the five movies that got nominated for Best Picture for the Oscar that year. The Graduate, Bonnie and Clyde, In the Heat of the Night, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. So two like kind of big studio movies about race relations and civil rights in America. So really like the studio system going all in on that. And then like the last vestige of the old dying system with Dr. Doolittle, which is like the big
Is that
big
the fifth
budget.
Movie?
Yeah, that was the fifth
wow.
movie that got nominated for Best Picture. Like this big, super high-budget blockbuster musical with Rex Harrison basically reprising his like My Fair Lady
yeah.
role where he's talking
yeah.
through all the songs and everything. And it was just such crap. Like I watched it finally after encountering this book, and I couldn't get 30 minutes into it. It's like it's such – I'm sure there are people out there who are like listening to this going, I love Dr. Doolittle, whatever. But like compared to Bonnie and Clyde and The Graduate and like how forward moving those movies were, and Dr. Doolittle was such a, like a throwback to not even that long earlier, like maybe 5 years earlier, but that's enough to make a huge difference and feel like a huge difference. This book is about like how that year and those movies that kind of turned the corner in the way that movies were made and thought about and who was making them and who was starring in them. And The Graduate has a lot to do with that. And The Sound of Silence has a lot to do with The Graduate.
So two things here.
Yeah.
Number one, as always, you have done an excellent job connecting some rando dots
yes.
to talk about that book. And thing, too. This is
in
another,
improv, we call that an A to C connection.
There you go. There you go. This is another opportunity for me to, what's the word? To digress? No. When I let you know. Anyways, whatever the word is, to declare, there's a word there that's not coming to me.
Yes.
To let you know about, kind of like Harry Potter, a movie that I've never seen that's one of those five.
I believe the word you're looking for is shamefully confess.
Shamefully confess. And I don't even,
disclose was probably
disclose,
the word you were looking
it.
For.
Thank you, thank you. So I have, in fact, seen Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah? Did you like it?
It was so long ago, but I remember Rex here. Like, I can vividly see some of the numbers in it and, like, the sets.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was at the time, like, when I liked all the big musicals. Of course, I've seen The Graduate. I've seen In the Heat of the Night.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I've never seen Bonnie and Clyde.
I've only seen Bonnie and Clyde once.
Okay. I don't feel so.
It's good.
So
it's very good.
Okay.
But yeah, that's okay. I think that's okay.
Not that shameful?
Yeah, that's not that shameful.
I'm feeling much better.
It's a little shameful.
Okay. Slightly shame.
I got one more.
One more, real quick. Yep. On this day, American born chess player Bobby Fischer, who became the youngest grandmaster in history, died at the age of 64 in Iceland, of all places, which made me think of chess, which made me think of one of the best movies I watched during COVID time, or series, which was The Queen's Gambit,
which we all
watched as a family and just loved. And then I read the book. So I want to recommend the book that The Queen's Gambit is based on by Walter Tevis. Really great book. It's kind of like this, you know, I don't know if it had a cult following, but it's like one of those books that lived in obscurity until it was picked up. And then I was reading about this, and here's a thing I didn't know. Before he died, Heath Ledger was actually working on an adaptation of the book.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was fascinating, that he was going to play in, and Elliot Page was going to be cast in, and all of this. So I had no idea that there was a previous version of the film.
Nice.
But if you haven't read the book, it's a fairly short novel, really, really good. The Queen's Gambit.
And that is Talkin' Books. Susan Brown, enjoy the rest of your long, long day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.